Hey everybody, it's Jordan Fleming here. Before I dive into the podcast, just a little quick reminder that it really helps it if you can share it around your social media. Give us a like, give a review on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen to the podcast. And of course, head over to wearegamechangers.com. Register if you want to be a guest on the show, or if you know somebody who would like to be a guest on the show. We always like to talk to as many people and as broad on a group and disparate a group of people as we can, because I think it's interesting to hear everybody's stories about Podio. Thanks to our guest today, Izzy, good friend of ours from Future Solutions, a Podio partner in the UK. We know them really well. They're great friends of our company and the show. And it was a real pleasure to speak to Izzy. He's got a really interesting background, which I want to dive into now more than ever. So hopefully once this whole coronavirus lets up, I'll be able to have some pints with him in London, and we can catch up together. So without further ado, I'll leave you in the capable hands of Izzy and myself.
Welcome to Powered by Podio. Automation is everything. Supercharge your business with Podio. Get ready for another episode of Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming, your weekly dive into the awesome impact workflow and automation can have on your business when it's powered by Podio. Join us each week as we learn from the top Podio partners in the world, as we investigate system integrations and add-ons, and hear from real business owners who have implemented Podio into their business. Now, join your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, CEO of Game Changers, for this week's episode.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Supercharged. I'm your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, here to talk all about the power of workflow and automation when your business is powered by Podio. Today's guest is Izzy Pritchard from Future Solutions. They are returning champions in many ways, because Pete Cuff, who Izzy works with, has been on the podcast a couple of times, and I am delighted to have Izzy on today to talk a bit about his journey with Podio. Izzy, welcome to the podcast. Introduce yourself, can you?
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for the warm welcome. Yes, I guess we are a returning team from Future Foundations here. So yeah, my name is Izzy Pritchard. I am a Kiwi living in London. For my sins, living in Bath in England. For my sins, I married a British girl, and now I'm living in the chill. So my journey into Podio has been one that designed by myself. I came in from building my own business, a holiday-let business running on the back of Podio. After 3 years of working with Podio, became a bit of a master at it. COVID robbed the business from me. Holiday lets obviously don't do too well when you have a shutdown society, global society. So I turned backwards and looked at my past, which is all IT. I've been in IT. I've been Microsoft qualified and Dell qualified. And I was started in IT when I was in my early 20s, and thought the most logical choice was to continue working with Podio. So I used the wonderful Podio forums, which most of you who are listening to this podcast probably have used before, and put my name out there, and Pete took a bite, and next thing you know, I'm now doing what I did for myself for many other organizations.
Pete took a bite. That is going to come back to haunt him eventually. I'm going to get him for that. And actually, that is a good point that you raise. And it's not something that maybe everybody fully understands, that the power of the Globiflow workspace, the community and communities that have grown up in Podio, gives you such a leverage to ask questions, to further your learning, to be connected to other people who you can work with in a very direct sense, like for you, but also in an indirect sense where, we pass things off to each other or we help each other out. And that's something that I do think people should take more advantage of, and probably not enough do. That is a very good point.
I do that when I first started out my journey, I was posting questions left, right, and center, and I got lots of help. Pete was one of the people, actually. I had a look, and one of my questions from 3 years ago, Pete had answered. But, you know, and now in return, it's almost a bit of a favor, isn't it, Jordan, when you're in this, once you know enough about Podio and you've learned from the people ahead of you, then you feel obliged to help them back.
100%.
I help a lot of people on a regular basis. I'm a follower on there. And if there's something that I can really help with, then I definitely come in back and help.
Absolutely, 100%. And that sense of community is something that, you know, and I've been in Podio for a long time now. And I was originally very active on the Globiflow workspace back in the day. I'm not anymore, really, because I don't build anymore. You know, Andrew Cranston, who works with me, he's much more involved in it because he's doing the builds more often. But I would say that sense of community, both internally and externally, internally in terms of that ability to collaborate internally with your team, you know, that ability to work together and build these communities is something that I think Podio brings to the table in a way that almost no other software system I've ever used can do. What do you think about that?
Well, it's the kind of people it attracts, doesn't it? It's an executive suite for the DIYer kind of thing. So you, a lot of people that come into Podio, they have an idea of something they want to achieve, and Podio seems to pop up somehow, and they have a look at it, and then it's the ability for it to do so much more. So they feel like you can run their entire enterprise off the back of that. So I always say things like, if you're an accountant, you're probably, as a human being, predisposed to be that kind of person, you know, to be an accountant or an elite sportsman. And I think the people that are in the Podio community are there because they are the type of entrepreneurs or type of executives or operators in a business that are attracted to the opportunities that Podio presents. So naturally, in the communications and the forums, when we're having these chats, we're all like-minded people. You know, we're not going to find people like that work with other huge platforms like SAS and JD Edwards and stuff like that. SAP, sorry, and JD Edwards, because they don't fit this model, and they don't have forums like us where everyone's in. So yeah, Podio attracts that type of person.
So let's just dive back a little. I do want to get to your work with Future Solutions, obviously, because you know, I know Pete very well, and sometimes enjoy his company in real life when quarantine permits. But let's dive back a little into how you got into Podio, and you know, because you mentioned when you were introducing yourself around your holiday let business. So you know, I'm interested to find out. I'm always interested to see how people felt their journey started, you know, how they, you know, usually we take tentative steps into Podio, learn, kind of think what the hell is all this about? And then we sort of start to open our eyes and see the possibilities. What were the first things that you were able to accomplish that made you think, oh, Podio's for me?
So I guess I was the avatar of the person I was just explaining before. I was the executive DIYer, you know, and attracted to Podio because of that. What I was before I started my business was a ETO, electrotechno officer, on a super yacht, on a private super yacht. For 6 years, I was working on super yachts, traveling around the world, the Med, the Caribbean. And these are big boats. The last one I was on was 100 meters long as a rugby field, 24 crews, 5 stories above water, 3 stories below. Monster of a thing. But and I was 10 weeks at home and 10 weeks at sea, but it's not good for your family. It's not very conducive to family life. So I wanted to come to England and start a job, and I started a business. And property, I've always had a passion for property. So I went down that avenue, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. But I knew on my journey of learning what I wanted to do, I'm going to have to build a CRM of contacts, people, you know, and in Britain, everything is done by the by the book. So, you know, loads of I'd end up knowing loads of estate agents, loads of solicitors, loads of training people, etc. So my journey really started in my little cabin office on board the bottom of on the board of ship, where I was researching what platforms would be controllable enough, like have structure enough that I could build a CRM or an accounting system or a property management system or whatever, but dynamic enough that at that time I didn't know what I was going to do. So it would have to be able to grow with me. And don't get me wrong, I looked around, I looked at Asanas and I looked at everyone out there, but everyone does a really good job of one thing. And as we all know with Podio, it's not a one-trick pony, this one. It has the ability to be able to do everything. And I quickly cottoned on, because of my IT experience, that I could create apps and workspaces and modules for whatever I wanted. And in the end, I designed 7 businesses in property. It was going to be the holiday let business and then a lettings business and then a sales business and then a project management business. And I was like, Podio can do all of them. I can have a workspace for each business with its own set of tasks and own finance. And I was like, yep, I've cracked it. I only need to invest my time and money and knowledge into this one particular system and it will cover them all off. When I got back to England, I live in Bath, which is a Roman city, very popular for tourism. I first looked at property investing, buying outright property and doing it up. But the buy price, the entry price is way too high. So I ended up running holiday lets, which is managing other people's properties. And Podio was essential for that. If you look in the industry of holiday lets, there's loads of operators out, loads of software companies out there that do holiday let management for you. But each of them miss something. Like one might be really good at guest communications, but another one's really bad at the back office accounting. You know, and they all have their strengths and weaknesses. But so I use Podio. I just had Podio pumping. I created API connections to my channel managers, they're called, and then to Stripe for transactions, and then to JotForm so that guests could fill out forms. I got to a stage with Podio in my business that a guest would book on Airbnb. My system would register it. It would send them or booking.com or whatever. It would send them a notification that we've got it. It would send them a form to fill in. They would choose what kind of beds they wanted. Our beds could be split or put together, a lot of them. Any supplies they wanted in the house in particular to custom their need. And the form would then trigger all sorts of actions to happen, even to the point that the linen company got an order for how many sheets and towels and tea towels we needed. And that would be delivered to the house the week before they arrived, ready to set up. And I was off. I was hands off on that at that stage once I put automation in.
So let me dig into that a little, because that's really interesting. I think, where people are looking to try and, find how they can make their business more efficient. Where they're trying to figure out how Podio can work for them, that's a really good story because it shows us a lot of things that what I would class as, would allow one person to run a 4-person company, right? Like, trying to do all those things manually would take a lot of time. And so out of curiosity, as you develop that, nobody starts as an expert in Podio. You learn it. Now you clearly had technical skills. You can't connect to an API without some level of technical skills, but roughly speaking, how would you say what was the timeline of maybe your initial Podio build to get it probably through a couple iterations? We tend to do little iterations until we find a really good way. How long would you think that took you to get to a point where you were like, yeah, man, we can cook?
Yeah, see, my background wasn't development. It wasn't coding. My background was, like I said, it was a Microsoft and Dell and HP. We used to support I used to support banks and the National Health Service and their support infrastructure, as in like service desks and supporting hardware and Microsoft Office and all that kind of stuff, Exchange servers, but not coding. Coding was down to someone else. So when I came into my Podio journey, I understood logic. Right. So Podio's got built-in logic, what a relationship database is. I don't think that's really rocket science. you change a field here, it changes a field over there. But as I grew, I realized I needed to connect things. So something as simple as on booking.com, you have to take payments yourself. Airbnb take it for you, but on booking.com, you've got to take payments yourself. So then I had to connect to a merchant bank system. So I used Stripe. And then I was getting, every day I had to reconcile these Stripe payments because you can't let someone in your house until they're paid. You know, these guests come in, they might be paying 1,000 quid for a weekend, but they need to pay their 200 quid deposit, security deposit, before they arrive. So I could be there at like 6 o'clock on Friday night reconciling Stripe payments against to before I could give them the key code to get in. Stuff like that. So my learning of APIs and those advanced integrations were born from necessity. It was either that, figure that out or forget spending Friday nights with my family anymore because I would be constantly on the phone trying to figure out if someone's paid. You talk about scale before. So I ran 14 properties in Bath by the time COVID took us down. And I had me and two other VAs, virtual assistants, helping with the communications. Another company in Bath I know of had 7 properties and 9 staff. When I let go of my business, I handed over a lot of my properties to other property managers. And I've heard from the property managers, the property owners since, because they become friends. And they're like, the automation, the quality of information that you had, Izzy, was phenomenal. Like my end of monthly reports. You can imagine in Podio what kind of data you can collect about your guest stays and how much linen they used and did they use 2 jars of jam or 3. You know, I was very granular. With the suppliers, we have these little sachets of sugar. And every time housekeeping went in, they'd have to fill out an online form into Podio saying they use 3 Nespresso capsules, 2 bars of soap, 3 sugar sticks. And that would be in a report back to the owner. This month you used 200 sugar sticks.
And they had a curry takeaway, so they went through 4 things of toilet paper. Sorry. That's an interesting, that's an interesting level of granularity. But that also, I think your wider point there is really, really important because the amount of data you can collect in Podio and collect seamlessly and easily and then report on meaningfully is something I think you only grow into. It's not something that necessarily you start out with, but that is a really good point. And it gives people, the ability to report on things and whether it's visualization or whether it's through a PDF or whatever, there's a huge amount of data you can actually work within Podio and make it a very, very powerful reporting system as well. And I don't think that's something people know as well because they only see the Podio reports, which are basic. You know, I mean, we wouldn't class them as anything world beating. So let's walk forward a little then. I understand the bit, you know, it's interesting, the super yacht thing. We're going to have to, next time I'm in, when I finally get to England again, we can all have beers, go for a couple pints.
It's all bikinis and gold bullion. Just imagine.
So I understand that bit. I'm fascinated to learn more about that. But then of course your journey to your own business and how you got into Podio, that's great. Now, presumably now you've been with Future Solutions for 6 months or?
Six months.
Yeah. So, and obviously Future Solutions as Pete's been on before is like my own company Game Changers, a Podio consultancy. So you're now, very much in the play of developing Podio, implementing Podio into other people's businesses. How, you know, what has that change been like in terms of, being able to custom build things for other people? Have you had to learn different things? Have you changed anything or has it illuminated anything for you as you've moved into that side?
Yeah. I guess it feels like a really natural natural shift. Because I, looking back now, I didn't really care about running a holiday let company. I spent more time doing programming. I'd be up till 3 or 4 in the morning trying to figure out a JSON query, you know, from Jotform or something like that. I was spent so much more time doing the development on the back end than I was with the client, with the customers, with the guests. Not that they didn't get any less service from us because I automated so much, but the transition into future solutions became kind of natural, I think, because I was so heavily involved in the Podio development by the time My House, Your Home closed, and then now working for other people and doing it for them. And I've really enjoyed the journey. I Peyton and I had a discussion recently where we feel like we are partners in business building with entrepreneurs and executives. They want something from their business. We were talking about reporting before, and I feel so strongly that for an entrepreneur and executive, the reporting is so key to understanding the inner workings of your business. If you don't know the granular detail, you're guessing. And you don't want to be guessing and wasting your time. Life is too short to be guessing if you're doing well with your business. You need to know if you're doing well with your business. And if you're not, change your business or do something else. And a lot of systems and infrastructures out there, they hide all that minutiae in a place where only particular type of people can get access to it. But Podio, it wears it on its sleeve. It's like, here it is. Here's all the information for you to meld and mold and change and try and learn and understand what your business is doing. And the integration pieces, that's what I spend a lot of my time on in future solutions, which is quite odd because I didn't do huge amounts of it in My House, Your Home. But since come to future solutions, a lot of people, a lot of the entrepreneurs that we get involved with are kind of the DIYers, so they do know a bit about what they're doing. But when they come to us, it's, you know, they've already built the apps, they've built the relationships, they've built a few of the flows, and then they might do something like, can you integrate us with Google Vision? Let's say we need to look at barcodes and get the serial number off from these photos. Can you integrate with Google Vision? Or I've just done two developments recently, large ones for Zoom and Shopify. Love those APIs. I want to go and give those API developers a huge cuddle and a beer. When you see a good API, you know a good API. It's just a beautiful thing. But so that's where my journey is going now with future solutions. Yeah.
And, you know, as you are now integrating into other companies and as you're working with them on their vision, you know, which is a different thing. When we do our own versus someone else's, you have to sometimes bite your tongue. You know, you have to sometimes, you know, as a consultant, you push as hard as you can sometimes. And then sometimes you have to shut up and say, all right, fine. I think it's a bad idea, but whatever, we'll do it. But, you know, when you think of, you know, the work of integrating Podio into other people's businesses that you do with Future Solutions, where have the thing, you know, been really good successes or things that have stood out to you aside from you? I mean, I get the integration bit that's the work you're kind of focusing on right now, but in terms of like, working inside of other people's businesses like that, have you had any things that really made you think, oh, that was brilliant. That was a really successful thing we did that really helped their business out.
I think from the developer perspective, it's always the time that you've bought back for the people in the business. And that's the success that I feel. Whenever we do something, it's generally so that they could release resource from doing that particularly monotonous task and aim them to something more creative. And that's a comment that one of the CEOs just gave me the other day and said, they're running a training course, and she says, how much of this can you automate? I said, I can automate the whole lot if you like, as long as you provide me the content of all of the videos and paperwork required to be delivered to the students. I can automate the whole lot. And she goes, that sounds amazing, because the admin running it at the moment, she is so creative, but she's stuck doing all the paperwork and just making sure people turn up for these Zoom meetings and watch these videos. And I haven't started that project yet, but at the end of it, that woman will be released and her creativity will shine again. And both of them, I'm pretty sure, will comment back and say, beautiful, that's what we want. And they'll go into more ventures and be able to do more things outside of it.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned, Shopify and Zoom there as two integrations you do. Have you? Are there any other particular integrations that you've found indispensable? I mean, we can all say Globiflow whatever the hell it's called now. I should learn that at some point. Citrix Workspace Automation or something or other. I think that's a given. I've stopped even saying Globiflow. I mean, like, let's just be honest. If you're not using Globiflow, I don't even know what the hell you're doing in Podio. Anything else that you've found to be, really valuable tools that you tend to use all the time or feel like are a key part of your arsenal?
We've stopped calling it Globiflow thanks to the marketing requests of Podio themselves. We now call it PWA. And we refer to it in our emails and messages now as PWA all over the place. Podio Workflow Automation, I think it's called. But you're not going to say that all day long, are you? So we just go with PWA. Obviously Zoom and Shopify have been my standout APIs that I've worked with recently. I've worked with a couple of shockers in the last 6 months as well, and I won't mention their names, but that just make it so impossible. Sometimes an API work, a good API, you can have it done, you can turn it around really rapidly. A bad API, and you might be looping through pages of data trying to find bits of information, and it's diabolical. But yeah, Globiflow is an absolute must.
Use ProcFu?
Yeah, we use ProcFu a lot. Yeah, we use ProcFu a lot, also not even just inside PWA, we sometimes use it on the outside, so just to query apps for information, because you can use any ProcFu script on their ProcFu website without actually writing it in Globiflow. So if you into PWA, you caught me. Because we're developers, we might want to look up the statistics of an app or a field or a revision, and we might just pull it up on ProcFu directly. We're about to dig into mini apps, I think, shortly. I know that your team do a lot on the mini apps side of it.
Yep, absolutely.
Our uptake has only been driven by clients' needs, really, and they haven't really expressed much on that area yet, but I'm pretty sure the more that we know, the more we'll recommend as well.
We've actually, we've started using mini apps, particularly where we've got complex systems with many workspaces. We've started using mini apps as a way of interacting with another app in another workspace. We often have build systems that what I would call our master sub workspace systems, where we've got a master workspace system and then a bunch of subs that feed data up, where you've got different departments or different people, whatever. And the challenge of that is always this, avoiding loops of flows, right? Where you send something up to the master from the sub, and then that sends it back. And then, and then eventually PWA, as we're going to call it now, locks you off and smacks you down and gives you a gentle nudge to tell you to stop. And actually the mini apps, whether that is to automate it, make it easy to make a communication, or whether that's just simply creating something in another app, a mini app will allow you to do something and give you an experience of actually doing something. Because I think we've all probably built Podio apps where we have a category field that acts like a button. Right? Create X, right? We've all, that is like the my first Globiflow, right? Or PWA flow, whatever the hell we're calling. And that's fine. And what tends to happen is you click the button and then it creates it. And then you either do a comment or you have a markdown or a relationship field, whatever, right? And with the mini apps, you actually can like click to create it. It opens it up with pre-fills, whatever you want, and then lets you fill in the stuff and click and create. So you're doing it in a kind of more actionable way. I am doing this thing. And we've found that to be hugely useful. So I definitely recommend that.
It removes the fluff as well, doesn't it? So like on the Podio form, on the Podio screen, there's generally, you're probably interacting with one or two fields every time you're updating some information, but you have to stare at maybe 20 or 30 fields. What you're talking about, for me, I call an echo. So in systems where you don't want permissions, like there's the master app, and then you have the other apps out there for, say, clients or guests or students, I call them echoes. And I hate doing an echo project because you get in those horrible PWA loops like you're talking about. When someone, they've got to create one in a master, so you give them a web form to create a master, and then that echoes into their workspace. And then every time they do a comment,
100%.
Back to the master. It's totally diabolical. And I think that from my outset with Podio, from the very beginning of my journey, there's always been the weakest point, I think, of Podio is they haven't given us a front-end option. Like every database in the world has a – from the back end, you can look at it one way, and from the front end, you can make different ways to look at it. But all we've been ever allowed is the Podio front face. That's it. Not allowed anything else in any way, shape. You know, case in point is all fields are in one long row. So you might have a category field, like you say, a button that says yes, no, but you could stack three buttons side by side and save all that real estate on the desktop. It's a travesty that we're still stuck in this age where it's one giant long list of fields, no matter the width or the dynamics of them.
So, well, you say that.
The speech is something that takes us to that next stage and that level of being able to manipulate the data in a more user-friendly way of the 2020s.
Well, I'll share with you some points. Some of the work our developers are doing now on linking, on putting together external pages, Globiflow, PWA flow, whatever the hell. I'm going to keep calling it Globiflow. I don't care sure. Until I get sued. PWA flow external pages and mini apps together combined create a really easy, quick, and pretty easy to change portal type, portal light environment that works really well. I'll share with you some examples at some point. Because I think you know, if you're going to experiment and get more into the mini app, we've got a lot of stuff we can probably share with you. Just as things we've done to give you a leg up, right? And give you that. But anyway, as a final kind of closing thought, do you have any, as someone who's gone from learning Podio to building Podio to now implementing Podio into other businesses, do you have any sort of final kind of things you may want to, thoughts from you as to, the challenges and the values that Podio can bring to somebody's organization if they're just starting out?
Yeah, sure. So Podio's sword is also its own Achilles heel in that it can be anything and everything. I know that your podcast has alluded to this many times and everyone has a bit of a laugh about it, but it is absolutely true. It's never one thing. It always starts in your workplace as one thing. So for your journey, if you're starting out as an entrepreneur, jump into Podio and do one thing. Create a task system, if you like. Or create a little marketing, a content management system for your marketing from there. But just tackle the one thing first to get your teeth around it. And then, like what happened with me in my house, your home, you'll see that everything could be run, not just your business, but any other business that you want after that. The scope, the depth and width of Podio is limitless. So, but don't be scared of that at the start. Chip off one bit, have a crack, and see what you learn on the way.
Excellent. Well, Izzy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I think people are going to be really interested to hear about your journey. They're going to want to follow up with you about your damn super yacht experience. Certainly I am. They're going to, they're interested about how you managed to create such an interesting an efficient system for the holiday lets, and of course the transition you've now made to a Podio as a Podio consultant. I think that's a really interesting journey, and I'm sure other people will as well. For those listening, I will post in the podcast descriptions and on the webpage, there will be links to the Future Solutions website, so you can follow up with Izzy there. And of course, you can also find him on the Globiflow forum, clearly. You can find him there. And I don't doubt that he'll probably give you some help as well. From me, don't forget, please, to like and give us a rating. It does really help the podcast. The more we can share it, the more we can spread the word of Podio to people. And of course, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, please head over to wearegamechangers.com and you can put in an inquiry and see if you want to come on. Izzy, thanks so much for joining me, and have a fantastic week, my friend.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Wonderful. Thanks.
You've been listening to Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming. Subscribe today on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify for your weekly dive into how you can supercharge your business by making it powered by Podio. Be sure to check out our website, wearegamechangers.com, where you can learn more and arrange a 30-minute call with Jordan to help you understand how Podio supercharges you.